Part 19, Chapter 1. Brown Limper Staffer chaired the council meeting in a black mood. There they sat before the raised platform in the Capitol room, wrangling, disputing him, the senior councilman of the planet, objecting to his measures. That black fellow from Africa. That yellow creature from Asia. That tan idiot from South America. That dull, bull-headed brute from Europe. Ugh. Didn't they realize he was doing the very best things that could be done for man? And wasn't he, Brown Limper Staffer, now representing 5 tribes since the Brigantes had come, and he was indeed Senior Mayor America? They were disputing the cost and contract terms of hiring the Brigantes, of all things. The planet needed a defense force, and these clauses that he had so painstakingly sorted out, spending his valuable time hour after hour with that General Smith, were all necessary. Senior Mayor Africa was challenging the pay. He was saying that 100 credits per Brigante per day was excessive, that even council members only got 5 credits a day, and that if they spread credits around this way, they would make them worthless. Wrangle, taking up picky and unimportant points. Brown Limper had been making good progress. He had the council whittled down to 5 now, but it certainly looked like 4 too many. He cudgeled his brains as to how to solve this dilemma. Driven by Lars out to the Brigantes suburb of the city that day, it is true he had been taken a bit aback by what the Brigante women were doing, right in the streets and with no clothes on at any time. But General Smith, during their conference, had said they were just frolicking. Coming back, Lars had been talking about that wonderful, wonderful military leader of ancient times named... Bitter? No. Hitler? Yes, Hitler. How he had been a champion of racial purity and moral uprightness. Racial purity didn't seem very interesting, but moral uprightness had caught Brown Limper's attention. His father had always been a champion of it. Sitting there, listening to these endless arguments and objections, he recalled a conversation, purely social, he had had with that friendly creature, Turl. It had been on the subject of leverage. If one had leverage, one could do pretty well what he pleased. Sound philosophy. Brown Limper had grasped that. He truly hoped Turl thought him an apt pupil, for he was very happy to have his friendship and help. He sure didn't have any leverage on this council. He tried to think of some way he could maneuver them into appointing himself and a secretary as the sole authority for the planet. He couldn't quite come up with anything, and he pondered other things Turl had said. Good, down-to-earth advice. Something about it being the right thing to do to pass a law and then arrest the violators, or use their violations as leverage. Something like that.